fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'll Silver. Hi!
For several weeks, the Lone Ranger had tried to convince Army officials at Fort Dodge that some of the latest model Army rifles were being sold to the Indians, and particularly the generally peaceful Kiowa tribe. He had based his reports on information that Tonto, as an Indian, had been able to pick up. But because he had been unable to offer any specific proof, the officials remained doubtful. In view of this attitude, he decided to take unusual action to get the proof.
Who's it, Roy? Who? Here comes a Kiowa on his pony now, Tonto.
Ah. Look like him got rifle under blanket.
Yes, he has. He can't conceal the shape of it under his blanket. He'll keep to cover and grab him as he passes. Come, Silver, come
on. Come, Father, come.
Oh, Silver,
oh. Oh, Father.
Easy now.
Oh. Now you grab him.
I'll drop a loop over him and his horse as they ride by. I don't want to hurt either one. If we treat him right, he may talk.
I hear him come now.
I'm ready for him. Oh, Silver.
Him not see us yet.
Quiet, Toto. There! Back, Silver, back!
You catch him.
Rein up there. Don't make a move with that rifle.
Here, Sonicotter, do it.
Him try hide gun.
Tell him we're not going to hurt him. Only want to talk to him.
You talk. Me savvy.
Him talk English.
Good. What have you under that blanket?
Me have gun. Gun to hunt buffalo.
Let's see it.
No, you not see gun. You take him.
I said let me see it. Come on, boy. There, I've got it. You call this a hunting gun?
That hunting gun.
An army carbine. Where did you get it?
Me not tell.
Talk or I'll take the gun. Speak up.
Him say him buy a gun. Not tell where him buy.
Me buy. Me not tell where.
All right, stick to your story. I'm keeping it.
You not take gun. Gun mine, me buy. Plenty wampum.
The army catches you with it. They'll take it away from you and throw you in jail. I'll save you that trouble. Now, here's money. If you bought this gun, you can buy another.
Kimasabi, you want me make him talk? Tell where him buy gun?
You'd never get the truth out of him, Tonto. He'd die before he'd tell who sold it to him. Now let me get the lariat off him and his horse. Steady, steady. There.
Me go now?
Yes, go.
Here.
Me trail him. Find where and get gun.
No, Toto. He's too smart for that.
What you do now?
I'll send this carbine back to Fort Dodge. For this proof, they may believe what I told them and take action. All right, come on, settle there.
Get him up, scout.
Having been deprived of his new rifle, the Kiowa made certain he was not followed, then moved to replace his weapon. Two men, Red Buckmaster and Sarge Dennis, watched him ride up and dismount in front of their shack, over the door of which was a sign that read, Buckmaster Teaming Company.
Here comes another customer, Red.
Yeah, I see him. Doggone it, Dennis, I don't like the idea of these Indians riding in here in plain daylight.
Neither do I. I told the chief to tell his redskins to come around after dark. Maybe he's not after a gun.
What else would he be coming here for? Yeah, we'll know in a minute. Here he comes. What do you want around here, Redskin?
Me want rifle.
Where's your trading goods? Where's the furs you expect to trade?
Me got money.
Huh?
Cash money? Where'd you get that?
Me work. Me get pay.
You work? Huh. I never saw a Redskin work for pay yet. As long as it's cash money, I don't give a hang where you got it.
Me get gun?
Yeah, I'll let you have one. Make sure you cover it good with that blanket. And don't come around here in daylight no more. In just a minute, I'll get it for you. Take his money, Dennis.
Hey, Red, hold on.
What's the matter?
Take a good look at this redskin.
What about it?
Didn't we sell a gun to him last night?
Well, I'll be a son of a gun. He is the same one, isn't he?
You bet he's the same one.
You flea-bitten redskin. What'd you do with the gun we sold you? Speak up. What'd you do with it?
Knock some sense into him, Red. He'll talk or else.
You let me handle this, Dennis. Now, listen, redskin. Tell what you did with that gun or you won't get another one. You savvy?
Uh-huh. I'll let go. Me tell.
All right. Now, start talking. What'd you do with it?
Robber take gun.
What's that? Robber took it.
Robber mask on face. Him take gun.
Wait a minute. Now, take your time, Indian. And don't you miss nothing. You tell the truth, you get the gun. If you lie, you don't get it.
Red Buckmaster and Sarge Dennis listened in silence as the Kiowa told how he had been stopped by a masked man and an Indian who took his gun and gave him the money. When he had finished, the two men looked at each other, and Sarge Dennis said,
I've heard a lot of lies in my day, but I think that tops them all.
Yeah, he's lying plenty.
Me not lie. Me tell true.
First you say a robber took your gun. Then in the next breath you say he gave you this gold money for it. So that don't make him a robber.
I guess you caught him that time, Red.
You give back money or give gun.
Now listen, Redskin, get out of here and don't you ever come back.
Me tell true. Me want gun.
You're not getting a gun and you're not getting your money back. I'm giving you to the count of three to get
me. Hey, Red, don't kill him here. We'd get in bad trouble.
One. Two.
He's getting out, Red. Hold your fire.
I'm not going to shoot him. Dennis, he wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. Yeah. He was telling the truth, all right.
Telling the truth?
Didn't want him to think that I believed him when I sent him out of here.
What makes you think he wasn't lying?
You know who that masked hombre is?
Of course not, and you don't either, Red. That Indian just dreamed up that story. He sold his gun and made money on the deal, that's all.
Dennis, that masked man you talked about that took his gun and paid him for it was the Lone Ranger.
What? Lone Ranger?
The Redskin said he was riding a big white horse named Silver, and that he called the Indian with him Tonto. And that's the name of the Indian who rides with the Lone Ranger.
I'll be doggone.
Only hope this Kiowa was telling the truth when he swore he never told where he got the carbine. If he did, we're in for some trouble.
Yeah, if he told the truth one way, he probably told it straight down the line.
Well, I hope so. But it sure proves one thing. That masked man is out to make trouble for us. There's only one thing we can do about it.
What's that?
Get him before he gets us. If he finds out who's selling army rifles to Kiowas, we're finished.
But how in thunder will we find him?
Well, I can't answer that now. But we've got to find him. And we've got to do it mighty soon.
When the Army rifle that the Lone Ranger had taken from the Kiowa Brave reached Fort Dodge, Colonel Conover took prompt action. He summoned Jim Wilson, a young and trusted first lieutenant of cavalry, and explained his fears that the Kiowas were rearming to make trouble.
We don't know who is selling the rifle. That's what I want you to find out, Wilson.
Yes, sir.
This mission demands the utmost secrecy. You will change to civilian clothes. And tonight, you'll ride out of here to the town of Ludlow in western Kansas.
I know where it is, sir. More of a trading center than a town, I believe.
Yes, it is. Now, when you get there, you're to contact a certain man. You'll follow his orders without question.
Who is he, sir?
Well, the mission is so secret, Lieutenant, I can't tell you anything about him at this time. However, here is an envelope. It contains full instructions.
I see, sir.
Now, that envelope is not to be opened until you reach your destination. It contains sealed orders and tells you where you're to meet the man.
Very well, sir. But how will I identify myself to this man?
In the envelope with your orders is a silver bullet. Show it to this man when you contact him, and he'll know you're a secret agent for the Army.
Meanwhile, the skies over western Kansas turned dark and foreboding as great clouds driven by a gusty wind from the southeast banked overhead, and distant thunder rolled like drums, sounding the charge for the deluge that was soon to break. When it struck, Red Buckmaster and Sarge Dennis watched it through the window of their shack.
I'd sure hate to get caught out in this storm.
Yeah, me too. Look at the limbs on that big oak bend under it, Red.
That oak stood many a blow in its day, but I'm betting it won't stand up under this one.
Oh, gone. That's getting too close for comfort.
Hey, Dennis. Look.
Where?
You make out somebody on a horse way over yonder?
Huh? You're right. It is. He's riding this way. Must have seen our shack.
Well, he's not coming in here.
You mean you won't let him come in out of that storm?
Not with these gun boxes inside. He can just ride on.
Here he comes. He's almost to the big oak now.
Hit that oak tree. Look.
Hey, Red. Where's that hombre we saw?
Well, there goes his horse, but I don't see him.
Yeah, I do. He was right under the oak when it was hit. See him there on the ground?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, Dennis, he's done for. That lightning got him. Come on, let's go drag him in.
You said you didn't want him in here.
He's dead, you jughead. We don't take what he's got. Somebody else will. Now, come on.
Hurry up, Red. I'm soaked.
Yeah, so am I. Now put him down here on the floor.
Yeah.
There. Now shut the door.
You sure he's dead?
Well, I don't feel any pulse. Looks like he's done for, all right. Now to go through his pockets.
I'll go through this side, and you take that side.
Right.
Hey, doggone.
What's that?
His money. Look.
Jumping catfish. He's well healed.
Must be $1,000 in gold and paper here. Good thing we found him first.
Yeah, here's something.
Yeah, what is it, Red?
An envelope. Sort of heavy, too.
Yeah, rip it open. Maybe he's got more money inside.
Now, let's see.
Hey, something fell out of it, Red. Yeah, I'll get it.
Well, what is it?
A bullet.
Bullet? Let's see it.
Yeah, here.
A silver bullet.
Did you say silver?
Yeah, silver. Dennis, this is the bullet of the Lone Ranger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. now to continue our story. After Red Buckmaster found the silver bullet and identified it as the emblem of the Lone Ranger, he and Sarge Dennis quickly read the sealed orders of Lieutenant Jim Wilson. When they had finished studying them, Buckmaster said,
"Can you beat that, Dennis? He's an army spy, sent out here to catch us selling guns to the Indians."
Yeah, that's who he was, before the lightning hit him, Red. He won't spy on nobody from now on.
And he was to meet up with a Lone Ranger. Ha ha! Dennis, we sure are in luck. Here's where we get that masked man, too.
How do you mean, Red?
Well, right here in this letter, it tells where the spy is to meet the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, near a deserted sad house in Coyote Hills. I read that. We'd never get near there without him knowing it somehow.
Of course he'll know about it. All I have to do is ride in on him in broad daylight, show him this silver bullet, and say I'm Lieutenant Wilson.
You mean you're fool enough to try that?
Hey, you hear that?
It's that army spy. He's not dead, he's come too.
He's trying to get up.
Out of the way, Red, let me plug you.
Hold on.
But he's conscious now.
Yeah, now that I know who he is and what he's up to, we can use him. We'll tell the Lone Ranger about this soldier. I'll tell the masked man he's here and he needs help. The Lone Ranger will come here in a hurry. Then we'll have him.
Sounds a lot less dangerous than what you had in mind a few minutes ago.
You get a coil of rope and we'll tie him up. With this critter and the masked man in our hands, you and me'll have clear sailing around here for a long time.
The next morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were preparing breakfast in the abandoned sod house in Coyote Hills when the masked man happened to glance up toward the open door. Across the threshold, he saw a shadow, the slowly moving shadow of a man. He touched Tonto on the arm, warning him to silence, then drew his gun and waited. A moment later, a head appeared in the open door.
Oh.
Oh.
Kimasabi. Hmm? Him same Indian you take gun from.
Yes, I see. Who's with you?
Me come here. Nobody else come.
I'll make sure of that.
Himself true?
Yes, I guess he did, Tonto. I don't see anyone else. All right, Kyle, come inside.
Me have hard time find.
Well, now that you're here, what do you want?
How much you pay? Me tell where buy army gun.
So that's it, huh? You'll tell me where you bought the rifle if I pay you for the information.
Ah, that right. You pay, me tell.
How much do you want?
Maybe $100 gold.
All right. I'll give you the $100, but not until I know you've told the truth.
Me stay here. You go find me tell true. You come back here, pay $100 gold.
All right. Now that we understand each other, let's have your information.
The Kiowa, seeking revenge against Red Buckmaster and Sarge Dennis, held back nothing. Then, as the Lone Ranger and Tonto mounted their horses, he sat down in the doorway to bask in the warm morning sun and await their return. Fearing a double cross, the masked man and Tonto did not follow the trail through the hills, but cut through the timber, keeping to cover. And by so doing, they failed to encounter Red Buckmaster and Sarge Dennis, who had ridden to find the Lone Ranger. The two men approached the last ridge before they reached the sod house, and as they topped it, Red Buckmaster drew rein.
Oh, boy. This is where we separate, Dennis.
I'll keep the cover so nobody sees me, Red.
But I want you to keep me in sight all the time. Make sure you keep track of what's going on when I get down there to the sod house. I brought these along for you.
Field glasses.
Yeah, and they're good ones, too.
I better make sure.
Go ahead.
Hey, these are good glasses.
They should be. Got them out of the Army Quartermaster caravan when we stole the rifles.
I wonder if I can see that sod house where the masked man's supposed to be.
It's down yonder to the left of that pine timber.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there it is. Doggone, I'd swear I was standing within 10 yards of it.
See anything of the Lone Ranger?
No. I see his Indian friend, Tano.
Yeah?
He's sitting in the doorway smoking his pipe.
Smoking the pipe? I've heard he's one Indian that don't smoke.
Well, if he's not smoking, he's a fire.
Let me see that.
Yeah, take a look.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, he's smoking, ain't he?
Yeah. He's smoking all right. Only it's not Tonto.
Not Tonto?
Dennis, you're as blind as a bat.
What do you mean I'm blind as a bat?
That Indian's the same one we had trouble with yesterday.
The Kiowa?
Yeah, that Kiowa, not Tonto.
But what in thunder is he doing at the Lone Ranger's hideout?
Well, use your head, Dennis.
Well, how do I know what he's doing down yonder?
Well, I'll tell you. He's a squealer, that's what he is.
You mean he's gone down there and told that masked man about us?
Sure he has. What else would he be doing there? And another thing.
Yeah?
You didn't see the Lone Ranger's horse or Tonto's either, did you?
Well, come to think of it, I didn't.
But the Kiowa's horse is down there.
Maybe the Lone Ranger and Tonto were out when he got there. Maybe he's just waiting for him to come back so he can tell him about us.
Yeah, that might be. Again, maybe he's already told him, and they've gone looking for us.
What? You reckon that's so, Red?
Well, either way, I'm doing one thing for sure. We're going down there and blast that redskin to kingdom come. If he hasn't talked, he never will. And if he has talked, killing's too good for him. Come on, let's go.
Get up, get up, get up.
Though he was relaxed in the morning sun, the Kiowa Indian was keenly aware of his surroundings, and from the moment he sat down, his eyes roved over the horizon. Red Buckmaster and Sarge Dennis were not halfway down the trail before he saw and recognized them. A moment later, the two men saw him mount his pony and dash for the timber.
There he goes. He saw us coming.
Get him down, Dennis.
Doggone it, we never scratched
him. He disappeared in the timber, Red. We'll never get him now.
Rain now.
Hold on.
Guess we were in too big a rush to square accounts with a
creek. Yeah.
Well, we'll cross his trail some other time.
Now what'll we do, Red?
I was just thinking. Casey's already told the Lone Ranger about us. There's just one place where that masked man and Tonto are right now.
At our shack.
Right. We're on the way there. Come on, we're heading back. We'll look for fresh tracks in the mud when we get close.
After that storm last night, they'll be easy to pick up.
We see any, we'll sneak in on them before they know we're anywhere around. Let's get going.
Sure.
Get up!
Get up there!
Easy, Scott. Leave the horses behind the stables where they can't be seen. Steady, Silver.
Me not see back door to shack.
Apparently there's only one door, front one. Come on, we'll sneak close to the wall. I don't think they'll see us.
You know men Indian tell about?
I've seen both of them, Tonto. They do teaming for the army occasionally. They may have been able to steal the guns from an army caravan. Quiet. Getting close to the door. All right, Tonto. Let's rush the door. Be ready for trouble when we do.
You're ready.
All right, let's go. No one here.
I'm not here now. Maybe come back soon. What's that?
Someone groaned. Cover me while I look back at those crates.
You do it.
Quick, Tonto. There's a man tied and gagged back here.
Oh, me help him.
He'll have you free in a moment.
Him, Buckmaster, Dennis.
No, he's neither of them. I don't know this man. There. That takes care of the gag.
Let me cut rope.
Steady, take it easy, mister.
Him free now. Me help him to feet.
Hey, your mask.
Don't be alarmed. We'll not hurt you. Where are Buckmaster and Dennis?
You mean the two men who tied and gagged me?
Evidently, they're the ones. Where are they now?
They've gone to kill the Lone Ranger. I've got to get out of here at once and warn him. If I'm not too late already.
Just a moment. Who are you?
Much as I appreciate what you've done for me, I can't tell you who I am. I'm sorry.
You can trust me. I have a reason for asking.
Will you promise not to hold me any longer?
You have my word.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Wilson, United States Cavalry from Fort Dodge. Now I've got
You're not going anywhere.
What?
Heist them.
It's Buckmaster and Dennis.
Get him up, ass man.
Do as they say, Lieutenant. I shoot to kill if you don't.
You said it, masked man. You weren't expecting us back so soon, were you?
Red, this is better than we planned it in the first place. We got all three in one scoop. Masked man, his Indian partner, this army spy.
They'll never get out alive. Keep them covered, Dennis, while I pick them off one at a time.
Right. You pick out the one you want to shoot first, and I'll cover the other two. You ready?
Yeah. I'll start with a mask hombre first.
I got the other two covered, Red. Let him have it square between the eyes.
What you laughing at, mister? This ain't going to be so funny as you think.
Go on, shoot him, Red.
Hey,
what's the problem? It's the Kiowa.
Look out!
Drop those guns.
Gun him, Red. Gun him.
No, you don't.
Oh, my eyes.
All right, get the guns, Tonto.
I got one of them.
Get your hands up.
We give up.
It It took but a few minutes to bind the two gun runners with rope and uncover the evidence in the gun crates stacked about the shack. When that was done, Lieutenant Jim Wilson turned toward the Kiowa, who had stood aloof from the labor involved.
Just who is this Indian, and how did he come to arrive when he was most needed?
Me, Kiowa.
He answered your first question as to who he is. But I'd like to know how he got here when he did. How about it, Kiowa?
Men try kill me. Me get away. Them ride back here. Me follow.
Why did you follow them?
Me know you come here. Me know them kill you.
You wanted to save my life?
Ah, that right. Them kill you. You no pay me $100 gold.
Him plenty smart.
Yes, he's bound to have his pound of flesh. But I made a promise, and I'll keep it. Here's your money, Kiowa.
Good. Me go now.
Dirty double-crosser.
You know that Indian, Buckmaster?
The Indian bought an army rifle from these men. I took it from him and paid him for it. When he came back to buy another rifle, they refused to sell to him. He told Tonto and me all about Red and Dennis. These two are the ones who robbed the army caravan and stole the rifles. They sold all the rifles that had been bought by the Indians. You'll probably find records to confirm that.
Oh, that Kiowa, what shall
we
do with...
Well, after what he did for us, I think he deserves to go free. I'll see that he appears as a witness at the trial.
The army will repay the money you gave him. I'll see to that.
I'll be going now.
Tonto will help you get your prisoners to the Ludlow jail. Meet me later, Tonto.
Me do it. And me go back to camp.
Tonto.
Me, Tonto.
Then... Tonto!
He's a Lone Ranger.
Him, your friend. My friend.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.